Final Words of Moses. Chapter 27. Ceremonies. Then Moses, with the elders of Israel, gave the people this order. Keep all these commandments which I enjoin on you today. On the day you cross the Jordan into the land which the Lord your God is giving you, set up some large stones and coat them with plaster. Also write on them at the time you cross all the words of this law, that you may thus enter into the land flowing with milk and honey, which the Lord your God and the God of your fathers is giving you as he promised you, when, moreover, you have crossed the Jordan, besides setting up on Mount Ebal these stones concerning which I command you today, and coating them with plaster. You shall also build to the Lord your God an altar made of stones, that no iron tool has touched. You shall make this altar of the Lord your God with undressed stones, and shall offer on it holocausts to the Lord your God. You shall also sacrifice peace offerings and eat them there, making merry before the Lord your God. On the stones you shall inscribe all the words of this law very clearly. Moses, with the Levitical priests, then said to all Israel, Be silent, O Israel, and listen. This day you have become the people of the Lord your God. You shall therefore hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, and keep his commandments and statutes which I enjoin on you today. That same day, Moses gave the people this order. When you cross the Jordan, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Joseph, and Benjamin shall stand on Mount Gerizim to pronounce blessings over the people, while Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali shall stand on Mount Ebal to pronounce curses. The 12 curses. The Levites shall proclaim aloud to all the men of Israel, Cursed be the man who makes a carved or molten idol, an abomination to the Lord, the product of a craftsman's hands, and sets it up in secret. And all the people shall answer, Amen. Cursed be he who dishonors his father or his mother, and all the people shall answer, Amen. Cursed be he who moves his neighbor's landmarks, and all the people shall answer, Amen. Cursed be he who misleads a blind man on his way, and all the people shall answer, Amen. Cursed be he who violates the rights of the alien, the orphan, or the widow, and all the people shall answer, Amen. Cursed be he who has relations with his father's wife, for he dishonors his father's bed, and all the people shall answer, Amen. Cursed be he who has relations with any animal, and all the people shall answer, Amen. Cursed be he who has relations with his sister, or his half-sister, and all the people shall answer, Amen. Cursed be he who has relations with his mother-in-law, and all the people shall answer, Amen. Cursed be he who slays his neighbor in secret, and all the people shall answer, Amen. Cursed be he who accepts payment for slaying an innocent man, and all the people shall answer, Amen. Cursed be he who fails to fulfill any of the provisions of this law, and all the people shall answer, Amen.